very much, everybody. Don Barber, I'm running again for the mayor of Mississauga for all the right reasons and because of the great concerns about Mississauga's future based on the facts. Sadly, the reasons I'm running this time are much the same as in the past election because little has been done. It's time for people before profits. For the past 16 years, I've been living in poverty to represent Mississaugans and empower them to be meaningfully involved in local government decisions and to great success. In 1994, the Lakeview community gave me their support to fight city plans for logging, tree farm, all city lands. That was a fight we won because of my leadership and willingness to go the extra mile to ensure success. Not only were we able to save one of the city's natural areas, the Copper Bush, but we also were able to get significant raised to provincially significant wetlands, which now has just a federally threatened species in it, has an old growth forests ecosystem in a city. I have helped to advance science, and this is the kind of success the city needs from mayor. I've also published a book on bias and conflict of interest in the city of Mississauga and writing a political history of the city of Mississauga. In this time, I would also aid others in the community who needed help with my knowledge of how the city hall really works. In fact, when it comes to standing up for the rights of others, I am the only person who has formally stood up for the mayor's rights to have a fair hearing by presenting the documentation that was not happening. This election is about a choice between McCallion's cult of personality or Team McCallion or the real and serious issues that the city faces because of an election that's going on. There is no real new vision of the future from our mayor or much of the council or the promise of the same old mistakes if she gets her way and she will try to stay alive for another term. I can build and repair computers, so voters should consider a person with 21st century skills when it comes to a new vision for Mississauga. And that also is in regards to transit. My ideas for transit and buildings are innovational, and they came in the last election as well. How financially sound is Mississauga? It's questionable. The books have been cooked some like Enron's, and it appears like Mississauga is debt-free, but large sums of money have been drained from InterSource to cover city budget shortfalls. Our infrastructure bills are not being properly dealt with. In fact, the true cost of the city is not being made to taxpayers, and I would challenge the council to fully disclose the true cost of running the city. And speaking of how sound certain things are, there's the thing about the mayor's poor judgment. She got involved in a $20 million lawsuit, which we haven't got much on, but I would challenge the mayor to fully disclose that in regards to the Mantella suit. As in the past, I have campaigned for more accountability in City Hall, and recent events have proven that I have been correct in the past, and I am also very willing to make sure that this could never happen again. We must not re-elect any incumbents, and I will make sure democracy and accountability is returned to the city of Mississauga. My fresh vision is what Mississauga needs, not the same old, and yes, I can read.